Fort Hays State University continues creating engaged global citizen leaders, and they're going to expand that program with a strategic initiative. Operations Director with the Office of Global Affairs, Haley Williams, stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We're really passionate about that and trying to bring that more to the forefront of all initiatives and make sure we're centralizing our efforts and activities around the Fort Hays State mission statement. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm kind of curious with this initiative and as you're kind of developing this for those global citizen leaders, what is a globally engaged citizen leader?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that it's important to make that personalized. What does that mean to each individual? And so in kind of a textbook term, it can mean a few things. Maybe if someone's multilingual, they have high cultural competencies, meaning they're really comfortable working in intercultural settings and environments. Possibly they've traveled internationally and been able to engage the world in that way. And so those are some specific things. It's also someone who is aware of how their life impacts the entire world, that they see their role, even living in Hays, Kansas or Western Kansas, it does have a global impact in some way. And so seeing that you can think global, even when you're living and acting local. And institutionally, more broadly, we are really looking at this through community and global engagement and trying to cultivate and continue to cultivate. Fort Hays has a long time history of successful partnerships, but really being strategic and cultivating partnerships on the local, the state, the international level that provide those global learning experiences and opportunities for all people at Fort Hays and all the people that they serve beyond. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And Haley, as you're building this initiative, kind of walk us through it a little bit here. What's step number one? How do you tackle a project like this?
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me personally, it's been just learning and educating. I'm grew up in on 20 miles from another person. I'm a farm girl. And so this whole concept was foreign to me. But I came to Fort Hays as an undergrad several years ago. And Fort Hays is where I really interacted with the world. And I loved it, meeting international students and having the opportunity to even travel abroad some at that time. And so for me, it's been just a continual learning journey and educating myself on what that means to be one, but also how do I extend that and create those opportunities for other people. Institutionally wide, it's really focusing, like I said, on those high quality partnerships and the management and recruitment of those. Fort Hays has had really strong partnerships for over 20 years, but in the past year, Fort Hays has restructured our unit to go beyond just managing partners and to really be creative in how are we interacting with the local community and making opportunities for them to connect to those partnerships, as well as we've just working more across campus and developing what we would say is like a cross-functional team. So getting out of our office and working with other offices to do unique things. And then also civic learning and engagement, they really have a focus on how to connect the campus to the community. And Donna Noble is the person who oversees that area at Fort Hays. And she's being very creative in how to connect key members in the community. So I think it really is a matter of we have to educate ourselves on what that means and personalize it for how that looks in our lives, and then look and take opportunities that the institution is offering those who are at Fort Hays and also in the community to interact. It's also become very clear when we look at that statement, develop, engage global citizen leaders, that there's three key components. We have to have opportunities for people to have leadership development, global learning, those types of things our office is trying to create, as well as that civic engagement component. So those are really the pillars of the focus when we're trying to make fulfill the mission of Fort Hays. So.
Very cool. You know, you talked about the leadership development as one of those areas of focus. And I don't know, for most people, I think you probably lean towards like your standard leader thing. And on campus, you know, student government, club leaders, kind of those kind of deals, athletes especially. But you guys really are kind of working beyond that to create student leadership that's not necessarily traditional in that regard, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, definitely so. I think leadership development, it's like you said, James, oftentimes on the campus, it's centralized around the student experience, which we certainly want that to be the case. But it's important that all people, administrators, faculty, staff, are also developing as leaders. And so finding and taking opportunities for other types of professional development or conferences is one external way. But internally, we also are doing some new programs in our office, like a global ambassador program, where we have a group of primarily all international students who go and meet with other units on campus to talk about some of the struggles. Or when you're in the classroom and you're in a business class and all the brands are American brands and they spend the class just figuring out what is a Maytag, you know, because those aren't familiar. And so allowing them to be part of developing the Fort Hays campus to be a little bit more internationally friendly. There's also a really cool program happening in student engagement that I just found out about called Mountain Movers, which is basically a leadership retreat for students. And so that is a great leadership opportunity that is coming up this spring that I think is really great. And there's just multiple opportunities to develop, as you said, like any kind of organization or service learning project is another way to get out in your community, volunteer and serve, and you naturally kind of develop some of those leadership skills. So there's some real programmed things, but there's also just some organic ways to develop as a leader. So, yeah.
And you also spoke about global learning as a key area of focus. Think globally, part of that phrase. Most of our listeners are probably aware of traditional, you know, college study abroad programs, backpacking across Europe and things like that. And many of our listeners are probably somewhat familiar with Fort Hays State's longtime standing partnership with China. How will this initiative expand the scope for global engagement outside of Fort Hays?
Right. So in global affairs, a phrase that I like to use a lot is our vision really is to take Fort Hays to the world through partnerships, but bring the world to Fort Hays by bringing students here to interact. And so, but it does go beyond that mobility piece, like going and coming back, like you said, Jeff. It goes more along the lines of like, we can build global learning into the curriculum, and multiple courses at Fort Hays already have those components. There's also a sustainability task force and thinking about how does what we do here impact the whole world and make it a better place for all people. And so the sustainability task force is really focusing on like people, peacefulness, prosperity, partnerships, and some of those key things that when you make one change in one part of the world, it could affect the rest. And so the sustainability task force is looking at ways to bring more sustainable efforts to Fort Hays and also educate people on what is sustainability and how does it, you know, that think global, act local connect there. There's also some other programs that we're doing in our office. We have a global scholar program. And so a way to say like, we fulfilled our mission and here's a way to measure it. And we're not just it's not just words on a page. It's a mission in action. And then one thing that I'm really excited about is we're exploring this concept of global virtual internships, because we realize everyone in Hays is never maybe going to have nor take the opportunity to go global, but we can do that so many ways now through many technologies that we have. So we're looking at setting up a structure where internships could be possibly working with a nonprofit in a third world country, but from Hays. And so a global learning experience that doesn't require you to even leave the area here. So there's also a really cool thing that happens within the entrepreneurship program where they do pitch competitions. And so the students are asked to create businesses that have sustainability connected to them, but that would really impact and improve Hays or Western Kansas. And the students will meet for a whole weekend, like it's a solid weekend of meeting and creating this business. And then they pitch it and they win money. And some of the projects have even begun to develop into actual things. And so that's another really cool global learning opportunity that we're seeing grow a lot and get a lot of interest from students on campus. So those are a few examples of those global learning opportunities. I think just to touch real quick on, you mentioned our China partners, which, yes, Fort Hays is celebrating, I think, our 23rd year with our China partners, and they still are extremely strong and great working with our team that we have on the ground there. The other things that we're excited about and basically ramping up are two partnerships I'll specifically mention. We have one in Cambodia and then one in Senegal, Africa. And so those are some newer partnerships for Fort Hays. We do have students in them. We have some students on campus with them, but those are what I would call kind of the up and coming partnerships at Fort Hays. So bringing in some new cultures and getting to know how to kind of navigate that, which has been exciting as well. So.
You know, Haley, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit more about the civic engagement piece on this, because to me, that's such an interesting take and important part of any kind of initiative, especially one when you're talking about global citizens.
Yeah, of course. So the civic engagement, as I mentioned, there is a unit on campus that is called the Civic Learning and Engagement, and their focus really is this Think Global, Act Local. And they have a community advisory board that they meet with regularly to better understand how what is happening on campus can interlock and really intersect with things that are happening in the community. And also just finding ways to, you know, generate interest for students, create maybe it's local internship opportunities or service projects. But engaging in the community is really where I think our mission can be in action, where we're serving and we're volunteering. We did actually just this past weekend, our office, so Global Affairs and Civic Learning Engagement, we teamed up and took a group of 21 down to Great Bend to the Kansas Wetland Center there. And we did a service learning project in celebration of Global Community Engagement Day, which was on January 28th. And we were able to build 14 birdhouses, which was interestingly the need that they identified. They hadn't had new birdhouses for 10 years. And so we went down and built birdhouses and learned all about the work they do there. But it was interesting to see how the work they do connects to sustainability. It's part of our Western Kansas community and also for us to serve. And I think doing good doing something for the good of all is really how we make that local community impact, and also allowing people in Hays and beyond to interact with the different initiatives around, whether it's a global thing or maybe it's a sustainability initiative, just allowing them to interact and engage in that as well. So it's kind of interlocking the community and the campus and giving everyone an opportunity just to fulfill that mission of developing more as an engaged global citizen leader.
And so I'm kind of envisioning this kind of like maybe as like a Venn diagram kind of thing between leadership development, global learning, and civic engagement. Is there a way that we could tie this together? Is there any kind of inherently built-in connections between those three areas that you described, like leadership development programs that you create connecting with your global learning and civic engagement efforts?
Yeah, definitely so. And I also see it as a diagram, and I would say those are the three pillars that we have to stay centralized on, that we have to stay focused on to really fulfill that mission to develop engaged global citizen leaders. I think that they definitely interlock. I mean, you can take out any one component of leadership development. We take, let's say, the mountain mover, like student leadership retreat, and you put a civic engagement or civic learning opportunity there, and you take international students and local students. You know, you've easily created one that touches on all three of those areas. So we are working with multiple departments to make those interconnected opportunities. And so it's allowing people to achieve the mission, I guess, in a one-stop shop, if you would say so. But in one way where you can go on an event, and even though they may not be able to articulate, I'm living out the mission, I'm having leadership development, and all three of these areas are happening for me right now, it's just the fact that we're creating those opportunities that we know do hit on all of that. And then with the students too, I think it's important to help them understand, how do I talk about this? How do I put this experience on a resume? How can this be something that will help propel me into my future and my future career? So I think, yes, they all are very interconnected. And then showing people who are engaged on those, how does this really come out into my future? How does this prepare me to be successful? And I don't think you can work really anywhere anymore and it not be connected to those three areas and not need skills that those three things will really provide to people. So,
very cool. Haley, with our last couple minutes here, I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about how this is going to shape the university moving into the future, you know, 5-10 years down the road. What does this do to really increase or change the global reach of Fort Hays State?
Yeah, that's a very good question. I think in my role and kind of how I'm approaching this, I really hope that Fort Hays continues to maintain the reputation of the strong China partnerships, but that we also can be recognized beyond that, that we are a hub for global learning opportunities, that our partnerships are not necessarily just in one country. We actually have partnerships in multiple countries, and we see students and activity coming through, because that's really what makes them visible to this area is when a student is here, or there's a way that it brings visibility. And I think that as a rural kid, and also recently I had the opportunity, a Plainville High School senior reached out to me and asked to come do a job shadow in our office, and I said of course. And so he came down and spent the day in our office, and he was shocked. He just said, I had no idea this was going on at Fort Hays State University. And he had planned to go to another school, and by the end of the day he's like, I really think I want to come to Fort Hays now. And so I think just allowing that visibility piece, I think, is huge. I think as we continue to improve the opportunities for global learning, it's important that people see that this is a place, this is a hub that we can connect people to the world, and we can develop some of those skills to make them successful in working. And I think people from all over the world are already coming to Hays, and so being more intentional on how we're doing that. So in the next 10 years, I do hope that we can be viewed more as a global learning hub, more as a place where we are recognized because we are our mission in action. And when people see Fort Hays, they know that we are doing that by developing engaged global citizen leaders. And as students go out into the workforce, that they're taking some of those skills and that mission in action and just continuing to expand that reach beyond.